Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, Basic Training MedX in Scottsdale, Arizona, Populate, electronic medical records specializing in podiatry, and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader today. I'm jumping the gun in 3 days. It's International Women's Day. And we got a couple of great ladies today. Dr. Lisa O'Shaney, she's an Olympics, a dance medicine, a podiatric sports medicine physician. She's returning along with Hillary Loftus. She's a former concussed student athlete program director. She was the educational director of the HOW, helping our wounded organization. And she's now the founder of Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy Consulting. And the sports doctor's in with some Dr. Bob Wisdom, your emails. Welcome back, Dr. Lisa Shaney. Hello.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, I'm trying to remember how long ago it was, Lisa, that you were with me. Is it 10 years?
Yes, it's been a handful of years.
Give it take a few weeks? Yes. and Lisa really is one of the leaders for years in the world of sports medicine, podiatry's inclusion in sports medicine, because Lisa also is a certified athletic trainer. And this is quite a combination when you put together those two areas. And that's why we're excited to have you back. Lisa, give us some background. She was at the 96 Olympics, but give us some background on your whole sports medicine career.
Sure. Well, I did some athletic training in college and finally got my athletic training certification. I just retired, so I gave up the official certification just recently, but I was an athletic trainer certified for, probably close to 30 years. I was able to work with DePaul University, all their athletics department for, 32 plus years, which was a really great, huge honor of my life in podiatry, and work with many professional dance companies in Chicago and suburbs.
Yeah,
and
I was mixed in there with the sports medicine team at DePaul. I saw their great coach's son. How's his name escaping? Who are the basketball superstar coaches?
Doug was a women's coach, and then I'm trying to think back in the day. Oh my gosh. It's escaping me too, but
me too. It'll hit us.
Yeah, the dad and the son.
Again, that combination, Lisa, of the athletic trainer, who's one of the first ones to deal with the whole foot ankle concern problems, the whole role of orthotics, the importance of strengthening the foot. You've been pushing that as long as I have, and I feel that the world of sports medicine at all levels has really, really come a long way, including podiatry, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I think that we're kind of picking up on a little more of the physical therapy and the rehabilitation aspect, and I'm always trying to push that when I lecture to podiatry students or to podiatrists. Any time I give a lecture, I'm always about rehabilitation and really swift, thorough, holistic care for sports injuries, and you got to pull everything out of your toolbox.
Yes, absolutely. Besides being a sports psychologist when you're working with teams or coaches or parents, kiddo, right?
But the
reason I wrote co-authored the book, #ASportsParents, was everybody listening in capital letters, the epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, both physical and mental. And one of our chapters is about two essential exercises, all athletes, all ages, all sports, all levels need to include. Number one is strengthening feet and ankles. Now, I know that we're prejudiced, But whether you want to be quicker, you want to be more explosive, you want to prevent ankle injuries, the biggest thing everybody still sees, isn't it, Dr. Lisa?
Absolutely. It's probably one of the top, if not the top, injuries is bad ankle sprains. And then, you know, most even dancers have massive amounts of foot and ankle injuries. And most sports, you know, certainly with cutting and running and jumping, you know, foot and ankle injuries probably comprise probably close to 50 to 70% of all the injuries that we see in a lot of sports. So it's right up our alley, isn't it, Dr. Bob?
Yes, and your specialty, again, it's dance. It's one of the prodigy sports. So I've got an article coming out soon in Lower Extremity Review about title of prodigy sports. Sports where young kids specialize very early. Even though we all tell them we want them to play multiple sports, use different parts of the body, and that's great unless you're a gymnast or a ballet dancer or a figure skater or, in many instances, other type of dance. And that idea of getting together with, you know, trying to prevent some of these different problems. You said years ago some of the best athletes in the world were dancers. I always agreed
Absolutely.
With you.
Yes, yes. They are really rough. They are just, they are really hard workers. They start young, and dancers are very resilient. They will go on stage with an injury and have a big smile on their face. You know, the need for the strength to, you know, get up on a pointe shoe or do the things that they have to do in dance, especially in traditional ballet, is so difficult. And I would, you know, rival them with, you know, any other type of athlete at any time. And it's pretty remarkable what they have to accomplish physically, you know, in their you know, dance job or even if they're just recreational.
Yes, difficult. And again, we see it again, you know, we see it in tennis, we see it in soccer, again, where you have a 12-year-old, this is all I want to do, Dr. Shaney, I don't want to do something else, and we put these kids in a special category, get them involved with an athletic trainer to make sure that they're doing a great home program or paying attention, you know, I'm my subspecialty in the world of figure skating, so I generalize it, an off-ice conditioning, but, you know, whatever the sport has to be. And now you've lived it yourself, the idea again of podiatry becoming more and more included in general medicine and the marriage, the difficult challenge of orthopedics and podiatry. And then the idea, like I just mentioned before, I always ask people like yourself who've been in the middle of all this, how your sports psychology skills are.
Especially in the dance world, you know, quite a few dancers will come in. They really, even though they're super tough athletes, They'll be crying when they find out that they have an injury that they have to be off, you know, for a little while. And so you do have to always kind of have that compassion, and you have to kind of understand the mental, you know, the mental anguish that they're going through because they can't
talented they are, right, as talking the Olympic level on down you've dealt with, the professional level, et cetera, the more talented these kids are or the athlete is, and the more the pressure mounts. When I've had, like, Dr. Chris Ahmad, the great physician of the Yankees, and locally here, you work with DePaul, with Brian Cole, with the White Sox and the Bulls, and these orthopedics, these team physicians who face these tremendous pressures, say, Doc, you got to get me better yesterday. And the world of eating disorders or of pain pill situations, you know, again, where you're dealing with, you don't understand, you know, Dr. Shaney, I've got to compete 5 days from now, you know, et cetera. Right. So these kinds of challenges, and the what's been amazing on your end also is the evolution of the female athlete, which has just been remarkable.
Yes. Yes, for sure. You know, and I think that the interesting thing with, you know, working at a pre-professional level or collegiate level is that sports medicine patients generally are very motivated. That's one of the reasons why I love doing that over other patient populations that we see as podiatrists. And I love the fact that most athletes want to get better as quickly as possible. They will listen to you. They will do what they need to do to get better quicker. So that was always one of my favorite things about being in the sports medicine world. But I do think that, you know, you have to balance the, like you had mentioned earlier, you have to balance the mental health aspect and, you know, how do we cross
especially
train? How do
when
we train
we know,
while we're,
And we know that we're dealing in a world of overkill. We've always been dealing in a world of, so youth sports, you nuts, kid goes away on a weekend to play a triple header. you know, as a 13-year-old in hockey or whatever it happens to be.
Right.
Or a doctor
playing,
just,
you know, right.
Yes.
Playing, you know, those six games, you know, in 2 days, you know.
Yes, yeah. I think we've come a long, long way in a lot of different areas.
Sure.
But, again, it seems that the more talented the boy or girl is. So the integration, again, of working over, I call it the mental game on the sports doctor, Lisa, again, where we're dealing with whether it's the parents or the coach or the mental trainer or the individual who's dealing with this athlete along with you, dealing with an injury that might take months maybe to get better, post-operative, et cetera, and these kinds of challenges where everybody's in a hurry becomes, you know, where the pressure is on, and that's why we got an explosion of over-the-counter pain medicine. So the whole the mixture in of the holistic side, the idea of the importance of nutrition, proper rest and recovery.
Right.
Are you still available and people could go to a particular site, Lisa, to find out about you and some of your work?
Well,
I know
website,
you're retired.
Yeah, my website is drshaney.com. It is, there are doctors still at the office that they purchased my practice. So the website's still up. And so my, you know, or LinkedIn has information about me as a practitioner. So that's always available, for anybody
you were just part of a podcast this morning. Again, you know, the whole role of the foot in sports, again, many times where I've said on the sports doctor, any chronic, persistent, recurrent, lower extremity problem is foot-related. Might not be foot-caused, but it's foot-related. You start mixing dancing barefoot.
Right.
Yes.
Right. The bottom of the whole kinetic chain, wherever the foot hits the ground first, doesn't it? So, so we have to always be, you know, very mindful about taking good care of our feet and, you know, alignment. I just read an article today about flexible flat foot is really, really does cause issues all the way up the chain at the knee, the foot, the knee, the ankle.
50% of
back.
The time, I would see young girls, whether they were volleyball players, figure skaters, tennis players, 50% of the kids I saw, girls, were knee trouble. That were foot-related knee problems. Common. So it's funny because I would sing the song, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone, and my chiropractic friends would say, no, it's the backbone connected. And you know, trying to meet in the middle. To me, the role of orthotics is key. I think you can enhance performance because the role of properly done orthotics, that's always been a contest, hasn't it? Properly orthotics. I've never had a coach in figure skating call and say, you know, you messed them up. What I have had is a lot of coaches call and say, wow, the balance has increased and the speed, the stability. Yes. That's still an educational challenge, isn't it?
Yes.
I think podiatry absolutely leads the way in proper orthotics.
Yes. And it's unfortunate when you're looking at articles like I was doing this morning. There's six different ways that you can measure what the foot's doing mechanically, and everybody has a different thought
now
on it.
Now you have the foot sore, and the doctor who's dealt with all aspects, whether I'm putting a device, when Evan Lysacek won the Olympic gold, I can't believe we were celebrating the 15th year. He was 10 years old, I put orthotics in his skates.
Sure.
12 years later, he was the best in the world. And I had he was on Dancing with the Stars, and we had a couple of color-coded dress orthotics for a couple of these gals in their heels. So the ability of, whether it's for a 75-year-old grandmother in walking shoes or a superstar in sprinting shoes, there are orthotics that are very effective. A great example, again, is in figure skates. So I guess the education is still out there, and it's great having you on because you've been one of the leaders for years. I can imagine... at the Olympics, again, in 96. I don't want to age us in any regard. you just retired. But, you know, the whole world of fall prevention, balance, shoe criteria, sports podiatry in the middle of all of that, along with colleagues in other areas many times. And we're glad to include them. But again, that role of the foot and the fact that it affects all other areas of the body is something that I know you're still working on like me.
Yes, absolutely. Big believer. Foot hits the ground. You've got to, it changes posture. and for the better when you can get somebody into a proper shoe. And
now the idea that they are, that the athletic trainer, who's the genius, who sees everything from concussions to concerns on the field, whatever the sport is the great marriage, because that's the individual who can pay attention to foot mechanics. Is this kid flat-footed? Does he have high rigid arches? Does she, is her hips getting wider because she's going through puberty? No wonder the knee angle has changed. There's these kinds of concerns. And these are the things that I know that you've been involved with also in the area of whether it was that the physical therapist or the chiropractor or the team orthopedist. And that was always a fun, interesting sell, you know?
Yes. Yeah, and it's important to, you know, that to educate. I mean, there's times where
I'm
educating.
Ray Meyer. And Jerry,
yes,
and,
thank
and
you.
Right? I knew we'd get it before you were off. And his son was my orthotics patient way back in the, when you were there at some respect. Or maybe you were a young kid just starting. That might have been the case. You know, but again, the inclusion of all of these factors is so key when we start to see all these constant injuries. Now, again, I knew it would be a fantastic segment.
Right.
To really one of the pioneers and true champions in the world of the rule of the foot in sports and or podiatry. Give me again the place they can go to find out about you and what you might be up to in retirement. they can get this show if you repeat it. Go ahead. Give us that info.
Just the website is Dr. Shaney, drshoene.com, or LinkedIn under my name, Lisa Shaney. They can find some info.
Yes, Shaney. Pay attention to the spelling, everybody, like we used to have to do with Dr. Weil. Lisa, hold on a second. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Kiss me quick.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Sports Doctor Live from Chicago. We've got the second half of our On the 8th of March, the International Women's Day. Hillary Loftus, numerous former guests, former concussed student athlete program director. She was the HOW, Helping Our Wounded Organization Education Leader. She's now the founder of the Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy, HBOT, Consulting Services. Hey, Hillary, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bob, for having me back on your show again. It's always a pleasure.
Well, it's great to have you back with your new venture. But again, give us some background on you and this world of hyperbaric oxygen that you've rode. For how long now?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, I, as a former concussed student athlete program director for the Howe Foundation, where I started 10 years ago, almost back in 2015, which was actually my first introduction to medical-grade hyperbaric oxygen therapy for brain injuries. I'd only heard about it before in hospitals for wound care and radiation necrosis and diagnoses like that.
Yes, podiatry has been around my whole career, even though if I never see another wound or the first one, I won't miss it. But podiatry has been in the middle of wound care for decades. And hyperbaric oxygen has been one of the weapons. That's what interested me when I think I first met you and we talked about the role where you were involved with hyperbaric oxygen in the whole brain area.
Right. Concussions. It's fascinating. Yeah, it's fascinating because you know from all your work in wound care that the way that hyperbaric oxygen therapy heals wounds on the leg uses those same mechanisms to heal the wounds in the brain.
In English, we talk about weapons of natural healing, whether it's, in general, natural healing could be massage therapy, could be chiropractic care, could be other specific areas. But when modalities are included, you know, whether it's using ultrasound or electronic muscle release areas, the idea of concussion related, brain-related areas, especially when you start thinking about our veterans and that whole world where I know you were so involved and you were impressed with the role of hyperbaric oxygen, as well as various of your physician colleagues with that helping our wounded, weren't you?
Absolutely. Howe Foundation was actually founded back in 2014 to help veterans with brain injuries and post-traumatic stress through hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And back then, it was really tough to get the word out to veterans. People didn't know anything or much about hyperbaric oxygen therapy for brain injuries.
No, those are the points in time, Hillary, where the football player came off the field. They said, how many fingers? I'd hold up two fingers, and he'd say, two, go back in the game. We've come a long way in awareness of the whole world, including healing, including identifying. I've had experts from all over the world. Matter of fact, from Israel, we had a doctor Friday, or whatever it was, a month or two ago. Yeah, I couldn't believe I saw him on the Sunday morning CBS special. It was great. Sent him a message with the work they're doing with the Aviv clinics. Again, in this whole world, whether we want to say it's brain health, how about brain performance? How about all of these areas? But your experience also with these concussed student athletes. Again, you were impressed with the value of hyperbaric oxygen. It's fine as far as helping how long it took, maybe being a miracle cure in some specific areas. You saw that, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And as a former sports mom, my son played baseball and soccer and did snowboarding through high school, through his senior year in high school. And luckily, he never got concussed, but some of his friends did. And all we knew back then, he graduated back in 2009, was that concussions were bad. And luckily at his high school, they did give them baseline tests. Back then, I think it was the impact.
Yeah. Well, one of my experts in the past in the world of psychology, Dr. Brady, as a high school psychologist who'd been involved in identifying concussions for decades. And he said, Dr. Bob, you have no idea how common, whether it's sleep problems, whether it's other concerns, whether it's
sleep
with the wrestlers, with the football players, with the
sleep
hockey players.
Much
the more veterans. Than what we realize. What was your experience?
Well, the veterans, that was the first thing that struck me when I started meeting these veterans that, you know, had their traumatic brain injuries and post-traumatic stress. Some of them said that they hadn't slept in like 8 years, 12 years, 18 years. I remember one veteran told me. And I don't know how these people made it through without sleep. And then when they had their, and these veterans needed 40 treatments of hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which is 2 months. But then their life is transformed for the rest of their lives. They can sleep. They can go out to dinner with their wives. They can enjoy their children. They can live a normal life. And it's the same thing for the student athletes. I mean, these kids, they want to keep playing. They want to just like the veterans want to keep going. They want to keep playing. They don't want to talk about their concussions or be seen as weak. And but these repetitive head hits that they're suffering when they, you know, if they start playing sports at say 3 or 4, and we all think that's so great to start our kids early, and sports are great and it's good for them, but we do
in reality, everybody, you're listening, you know, there is no safe tackle football, period. There's no safe tackle. And the collision sports, which we've all grown up with in a lot of ways, including hockey, in some ways, again, heading the ball in soccer. Who knew all these decades ago what was involved when we started seeing so much faster, so much stronger, so many more powerful athletes? The collisions were monumental, and there was just – I remember the great Chicago Bears linebacker, Dr. Brian Urlacher, he was saying, you know, he was being a little facetious. He said, if I got my bell rung when I got to the sidelines, I said, you know, my foot hurts, so I wouldn't get taken out because of maybe what was the protocol. So getting these athletes many times to admit what they were dealing with, you know, that's, you know, the awareness of the whole area of the world of concussion was gigantic. Yeah. And there was
speaking out.
Yes.
It's wonderful to see. And I have to give kudos, so many kudos to the brave, you know, professional athletes who are speaking out about their head hits and their concussions, and they are really influencing the younger people, the student athletes, because to them the pros are, you know, they're like gods, right? And so we at Howe Foundation, I initiated a sports ambassador program, and these were student athletes that would help me give my concussion awareness, prevention, and treatment presentation. So, and the, you know, the young people we were speaking to would much rather hear it they trust, they have more trust with a peer who plays sports than they do, you know, a mom, right? An older person.
Now, you had a couple of, there was a couple of physicians that have been related to that Howe organization for years.
Yes.
I thought we owed it. I had one of them on the show, I thought.
Yeah, there are five. Yes. There are actually five very well-respected patient-centered physicians. Two of them, Dr.
Because that's been one of the challenges. That's been one of the challenges with what you do, hasn't it? The awareness, even medically, of the neuro people, let alone the team doctors, let alone the sports-related people. Because you talked a lot in the beginning, those years ago, I can't remember, maybe it's 5 years ago you were on the show, maybe longer. You were talking about the availability of hyperbaric oxygen, where the heck could it be done, but you needed to be educating a lot of the doctors, didn't you?
Yes, exactly. And that's gotten so much better. There's so much more awareness. There is still so much more to be done, and education is a huge part of it to the medical community, to the sports parents, to the coaches, to the athletic directors, athletic trainers. But that's another
Are they
reason.
All included? I would imagine all of those groups are included in your HBOT, Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy Consulting Services. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you all about some of the different bullet points regarding your new exciting consulting services. We're talking with numerous guests, Hillary Loftus. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505. Or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, we're back live from Chicago with the Sports Doctor. We're talking with Hillary Loftus, the HBOT, Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy Consulting Services. And she was mentioning some of the other, this whole area, mental health and the concussion therapy, et cetera. And what was that right before? We might have been the break. You were mentioning that other organization you're working with, Hillary.
That's the Mac Parkman Foundation, Mac Parkman. And he was one of the student athletes that had repetitive head injuries. This kid and his whole family loved sports. He played football, wrestling, snowboarding. His dad's a rugby player and a veteran. And very sadly, it's one of those tragedies that happen with untreated, you know, concussions and repetitive head injuries. Sometimes mental illness starts, anxiety, depression, even schizophrenia.
Big time. Yeah, the PST, it's a huge problem. Again, whether it's sports on the left or veterans on the right, it's one of the biggest challenges.
Exactly. And this is one of the families. This family lost their son because of that. And they want to make sure that do everything they can. They're doing everything they can to spread awareness so that this never happens to anybody else, anybody else's child. And they've only been around for 3 years. They have done, you have to go on their website, Mac Parkman Foundation. It's like they've been in business for 15 years.
Yeah, you mentioned him. I think we'll definitely have to have him on in the future because these areas, you know, there are three big bullet points on the sports doctor with whatever we're talking about. And the first bullet point is awareness, the importance of the awareness of whatever the topic is. Number two is education. There's so much education needed in so many of these different topics. Number three is hopefully we take some sort of positive action. Now, you've seen a Yes. Tell us about some of your excitement with what are some of the areas you're paying attention to with your HBOT consulting services?
Right. Well, of course, you know, we're speaking about, you know, the brain injuries of the concussed student athletes. Those results have been fantastic. And Max Parkman Foundation wasn't really aware of it, of there's a treatment 10 months ago, but now they are, and it's on their agenda. So that's very exciting for all the people, all the families and student athletes that they affect. So besides that, there are strokes, and then there are other diagnoses. My company, HBOT Consultants, works consulting services, sorry.
Yeah, is there excitement regarding the mental illness area, whether it's post-trauma, whether it's post-concussion? Is there excitement and interest in that gigantic area and the value of the hyperbaric oxygen?
There's a lot of excitement. As a matter of fact, somebody from the sports world who's over in Ukraine right now, he reached out to me and asked if I would speak with him. Actually, Friday morning, we're having a meeting, and I'm bringing my two new partners from Hyperbaric Consulting. They do the site inspection and oversee the installation, and they have all the medical educational documents, and they do the training and all that, and I do the marketing. So anyway, we're all going to speak to this gentleman over in Ukraine who wants to get hyperbaric therapy, oxygen therapy over there to help the wounded and to help those with post-traumatic stress and the brain injuries. But even beyond that, in this country, I work with patient-centered, well-respected MDs and DOs who already have their own hyperbaric oxygen therapy practice.
Yeah, how's the availability? How's the availability of those units?
Crohn's disease and colitis, which, you know, is an inflammatory-based disease. They're treating strokes. They're treating, you know, carbon monoxide poisoning. They're drowning, all those sorts of things. So I help them get as many patients as they would like. And if they're not in the field yet and they would like to be, I help them get set up and get their hyperbaric oxygen therapy practice started so they can have more autonomy and spend more time with their patients and see the best outcomes possible. So that's what I do, and I'm working with.
Are you finding the general practitioner? What are the specialties? I know neurology. What are the specialties related? Go ahead.
Yeah, podiatry, sports medicine, pediatrics. Those are the five. Oh, dermatology even, because it's great for skin grafts, as you know. And there, a lot of them work with wounds. Cardiology, any kind of surgery.
Are the athletic trainers using hyperbaric oxygen at all for dealing with injuries?
Yes, some of them are. Like certain schools, like Clemson, they put hyperbaric oxygen therapy chambers in their new athletic center. As did Louisiana State, and I've heard rumors about other universities putting hyperbaric oxygen therapy in their centers as well. I mean, in the past, I don't want to say any names unless, you know, I know for sure, but it's spreading. It really is. I mean, even for my own company, since December, the beginning of December, I've had more legitimate inquiries than I have in normally a year's time, and my company's been in existence since 2019. So,
do they see any side effects, quote unquote, for the most part at all with hyperbaric oxygen?
There are contraindications. You know, you can't have a collapsed lung. You have to, you know, have your full breathing capacity. And some people experience vision problems, they say, but that goes away. That's only temporary. And some people, if you've had a broken eardrum, you have to get checked out by an ENT to see if you can handle the pressure. But we treated a 22-year-old hockey player. This kid was a defenseman. He'd had 10 concussions since he was 11. He was in such bad shape, and his parents were so worried about him. And I asked him if he was willing to go to the chamber 5 days a week for a month, because the physician prescribed 20 sessions for him, and he said he would, and he did it. a month later, you couldn't tell there was anything wrong with this kid. He had his life back. He was back to the gym. He wasn't hanging around with the bad crowd.
Even if that case is 1 out of 100, it's valuable information, let alone if it's 1 out of 1 or
Absolutely.
If it's 1 out of 5. How right. is the availability, and how's the availability hospital-wise or doctor's office-wise, roughly? Like, you guys are in Florida, right?
Yes. Well, I'm nationwide, actually. I'll work with, like, this kid was actually in Arizona, and that was through Howe Foundation's Concussed Student Athlete Program.
The percentage? I know I'm putting you on the spot. I right out of the blue, what's the percentage, roughly, of the hospitals that have the availability of the hyperbaric oxygen? What would you say is roughly the percentage of hospitals that it's available?
That's a really, really good question, and it depends on where the locations
are. I'm going to ask you next time you're on the show, I'm going to ask you that question again.
Perfect. Yeah, because we have a map, actually, at Howe Foundation. I had our interns and the executive director and I, you know, worked on this, and we had the interns put pins all over the country for where the hospital hyperbaric facilities were and where the independent facilities
were. Is there any insurance coverage?
There were a lot.
Is there any insurance? The insurance world is, you know, the world's biggest world. I'm going to have to save that for next time. I knew the time would fly.
Hillary,
give us the information. Give me information, people. Yeah, give me the website. Okay. People could find out about it. Give me the website.
Okay. It's www.HB, like boy, O-T, as in therapy, consulting. .com. That's hbotconsulting.com. That's my company's website, and people can reach out to me with any questions. I'm happy to answer them. If they are an MD or a DO and they want to start a practice and they want more patients, we can do that.
Okay, that's great information. We're going to keep up with you, Hillary. The exploding world of these uses, this whole brain health is a big topic. That's not news to you with your new company. Hillary Loftus, thanks so much.
Thank you,
Dr. Hold on, Hillary. Hold on. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doc. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, podiatrist, is your EMR system slowing you down? Upgrade to Populate, the artificial intelligence-powered electronic medical records for podiatry practices. With an easy-to-use interface and simple workflows, you'll spend 40% less time in your EMR while collecting 10% more. Switching to Populate is simple. With their top-tier support, visit PopulateEMR.com today. Start enjoying medicine again. PopulateEMR.com. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, #HeySportsParents, an essential guide
for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kids. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I want to remind everybody my exciting new, I'm the quarterback of the Sports Doctors In Consulting to sports parents or coaches. They've got a question about their son or daughter, the young athlete. I have over two dozen experts in various areas of sports medicine that we can call on. And we're all excited about the sportsdoctorradio.com. The sportsdoctorradio.com. is the website where we change lots of stuff. So we're excited about that. Sorry if we missed some of your emails this week. If you're interested in the consulting, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. See you, everybody. It's snowing in Chicago. Thanks.